number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Reaction Monday. They're showing the highlights for the Lions on Good Morning Football and NFL Network right now. We say hello to our buddy Brett Kern, former Titans punter, who's on the line with us. And Brett, I just have a feeling that these Monday conversations are going to be more of the same, not talking about too many victories. But this is where we are right now with the Tennessee Titans. How's it going?
Good. We could shift the topic to, you know, the Preds are on a three-game heater right now. They had a good week last week and, at Tampa Bay tonight for a little Stamkos, homecoming. So we could talk about winning if you want. Vanderbilt was close, you know, Texas. That was a great game. But, we can talk about the Titans.
Well, I want to get your perspective because a lot of the fans are calling for Colt Anderson to be let go today and special teams and all of that. And I think you have an interesting perspective on this because obviously, you know, you play special teams and you know Khalif Raymond, who ran all over the Titans yesterday in the return game. We obviously remember him here. But I want to ask this simple question. The special teams coach, what do they do on a daily basis? What was your interaction with the special teams coach? Because that'll give us a better idea of kind of where to go from this.
Yeah, I think a lot depends on starting up top with, whether it's your general manager or however your structure is set up top as far as how you're getting players, right? A lot of times special teams, some teams they'll devote, like in New England's case, Baltimore's case, some of the head coaches that were very, very focused in on special teams, right? They'll give the special teams coordinator three or four guys that say, hey, look, we'll give you three or four spots on this roster to go get guys that you want, that you need, that you feel like can be special teams guys, right? In 2017, probably the best unit that we had special teams wise in my whole 13 years, with the Titans, it was Wesley Woodyard, right? It was Darren Bates. It was Philip Supernaw. Kevin Byard was the PP on punt. We had guys, Brandon Trawick, who ended up going to the Pro Bowl that year, cause Slater, was with New England and didn't go. The team, they were devoted guys to play special teams and work on special teams. And so a lot of times in some cases, the special teams coordinator doesn't get that. And so he's left with, hey, we drafted this guy in the seventh round, we need him to play special teams to find a role on this team. Or, hey, we got this DB, not really sure, put him on special teams. And so all of a sudden you get a collection of guys that, they're supposed to play special teams, but they might not be the best fit on special teams. And you try to make them play special teams. And to play special teams, you need to have an attitude of, like, it is your pride, it is your joy, it is I'm going to go help make a difference in this game. In how I play, how I run down on, well, you don't run down on kickoff anymore, barely, but how I play kickoff or how am I covering a punt, right? How am I protecting? And you just take a ton of pride in it. The guys that I played with, like I said, in 2017 and even some years after that, I mean, those guys, if I putted a ball out of bounds, Darren Bates would come over to me and cuss me out and saying, do not punt that ball out of bounds. I will go down and make that tackle because this is my livelihood, right? I had that conversation with him multiple times and that was Bates, right? He's from Memphis. So I'm like, yeah, dog. Okay. You got it. And so I would punt the next ball. I distinctly remember that at Houston. And the next one I put, right on the numbers and who's the guy that went down and about took off the returner's head, Darren Bates. Right. So those are the guys that you need on special teams. And so in Colt's case, like he might not be able to have that. So now you're trying to plug and play guys, like yesterday on that kickoff, that huge kickoff return, it wasn't necessarily a bounce. It was just a field return and your L5 and your L4 fell for the bait that Detroit had. They were setting straight back and all of a sudden, boom, they kicked him. In Detroit's case, they kicked him to the inside so that return could go out to the numbers. And all of a sudden then you double and those two guys are, a first year player and a second year player. They probably haven't played a lot of special teams to see or how to play that, right? And so then all of a sudden you double the two and the three, and the off returner, he's probably thinking, all right, I'm going to probably get this five or this four. He didn't even have to cover him because, the guys for the Titans fell for the bait, and now he's all the way up to the one to kick out the one, and the returner's not even touched. He got tackled by the off returner, or sorry, he got tackled by the off safety in Amani Hooker, who probably wasn't blocked, right? So I think it's little things like that. So I think he's just trying to figure out, like, who can play gunner, who can go down there and cover Stoney's punts, right, and to go down there to take shots to slow down the returner. So I mean, that's a long answer, and there's a lot to it. But, I mean, he's, you know, what drills are you working? Are you working on covering drills, right? The one punt return that never should have happened on a 4 or 5 hang time on a 37-yard punt. You know, Khalif saw the hole, and Otis Reese didn't come to balance, got out of his lane. Khalif saw it, bam, little cut move, up you go, right? And so are they working the drills that are simple drills, stuff that you do in camp, stuff that you do in May, April, you know, June, you know, coming to balance, drills, covering, all that kind of stuff. And so there's a lot that he does. It's just a matter of trying to find the right guys that can go out there and do it.
We're talking to former Titans punter Brett Kern on the Chase and Big Joe Show. And Brett, my special teams coach in college always told me on the punt return team or the punt coverage team, there's never any excuse why the other team should run a punt back. You're like, well, this guy got blocked. Like, if you do your job, just do your job. You should never have a punt return go back. Now that's happened several times. I mean, how frustrating is it, Brett? You saw this, to see all this happening.
Yeah, I think that's why I became a directional punter, because I knew, like, first of all, the guys that I was going against, and Hester, Sproles, Tyreek Hill, these guys could, you know, get out of a phone booth, right?
Right.
And so, you know, for me, it was like, okay, if I want to play a long time, like, I'm going to have to get really good at directional punting. And so that's what I did, right? But I think, you know, for the guys to be able to go cover Stonehouse's punts, like, that takes, you know, that takes some dogs, right? And the longer the punt that you have, the more space that you create in between your lanes. So not everybody can run down on a punt and run a 4-3, 4-4, right? You have somebody that might be able to run a 4-3. Then you might have a tight end that runs a 4-7. Well, then all of a sudden, the longer this punt goes, the more lanes you create, the more space. And if you get a guy like Khalif, right, who is very shifty, very quick, can make guys miss, like, that's right up his alley, you know? And so, you know, here the Titans are, they've given up 25 returns for 454 yards, right? That's 18 per return. The next guy is New England, Bryce Behringer. You know, they've given up 312, and then Corey Bjorquez in Cleveland's 280. Have, you know, 10 more punts than the Titans do. And so there's just something that needs to, you know, whether you tell Stoney, like, hey, man, like, I know you you broke an NFL record. You probably want to try to break it again. I get that. He's got the leg to do that. But it's like, hey, like, there's been years where I've played, and it's like, dude, like, you're going to have to sacrifice a little bit, you know, for the betterment of the team, to be able to punt here or punt there, just because of the guys that we have in coverage, right? And you would say, hey, Stoney, like, you can still boot it 55, 50 yards. You know, if you put a little more hang time on it, we'll be in great shape, right? Or maybe try to put some direction on it. It's all, especially with punt, right? Because you got, you know, the punter back there, and a lot's dictated on the type of punt that he hits, right? And then you have the coverage guys. Like, it all works together. Everything has to be in sync. And right now for special teams, a lot of things, you know, aren't really in sync.
All right. So Khalif Raymond had 5 returns for 190 yards, had the long 90 yard. When you take that out, it's 4 returns for 100. That's still 25 yards per return without the big return. Now, let me put that in there. A 90 yard punt return, Brett. I mean, I get it when it's like 45, 50 yard punt return, but 90 yards, I mean, you ran the entire field. You ran past all 11 players. That's unacceptable, right?
I mean, yeah, that's not great. You know, and like, it's
not frustrating.
Ideal. Not ideal. It's frustrating. And I think the hard part too is with this team, and this is kind of like what I felt like in 2014 with the team that we had. You felt like you needed a lot of things to kind of go your way. And you weren't really able to, overcome a lot of things, right? Things just had to work out for you to get a W. Things just had to work out. And so, I mean, it's 14-14. You're thinking, okay, like, this is a really good Lions team. I know you guys were talking about earlier about the draft. Like, look what they've done over the past couple of years in drafting. Pretty darn good, right? and then you give up a big kickoff. Okay, well, they score. All right, it's 21-14. You get the ball back. How do we respond? You did it earlier in the game. You responded, throw an interception, right? Okay, not ideal, right? You come back. It's 28-14. You still have the opportunity. You know, you give up a 64-yard punt return for them to start you know, five of their six touchdowns were, you know, starting on the Tennessee side of the field. And that's just extremely hard to overcome with. And then you get the fourth down, not getting it, you know, on first and goal, to maybe, you know, make it closer knowing that you get the ball in the second half. It just, you know, like I said, a lot of things need to go their way, and unfortunately they're not. And so that makes it extremely hard for them to pull out a victory.
Brett Kern is with us, former Titans punter. You know, you mentioned 2014. I have to imagine that the morale of the team got to a pretty low point. And, you know, the big difference to me is Wisenhunt was Wisenhunt, and I think Callahan is a nicer guy and, you know, maybe easier to deal with. But what do you think the morale is in that locker room right now, knowing that you've traded off some pieces, you're 1-6, and things are just not going your way?
Yeah, I think that's tough. Obviously, you know, trades happen. That's just a part of football. And I think a lot of guys that at least have been in the league for a while understand, like, that's, you know, that's just how it works, right? And so, yeah, it's tough, like I said earlier, because, you know, you go back to where you feel like things just need to be, you know, going your way, right? You need to get the bounces, whatever you want to call it. You need to get, you know, maybe the quarterback throws one off and hits a guy's helmet and you get an easy pick out of it. You know, a DB maybe misplays a deep ball and you get a huge catch for a touchdown, right? there's just little things that you feel like have to go your way, and it's frustrating. Like, the offense, you know, responds, makes it 14-14, and then special teams gives up a play, right? Defense gives up a 70-yard run. It's just, so you got, you know, a lot of guys are kind of like, well, it's them, it's this. You start pointing fingers all over the place, and if you don't have the leadership, you know, in the locker room to say, hey, like, stop, cut it, you know, like, we're not doing this. You know, it can easily go sideways pretty quick. And so it's frustrating knowing that you have to go into a game feeling like you have to be darn right near perfect for you to get a victory. And over time, that just, you know, I remember that 2014 season, like, we were 2-4 after week 6 and we lost 10 games in a row. Like, that is just, it's awful. It's a terrible feeling. So, hopefully that's not the same for these guys.
We will see. Not looking good, for sure. Brett, always appreciate the insight. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. You have a good one.
You too. Brett Kern, former Titans punter, joining us here on the program. Always enjoy the conversations with him. We'll get back to your reaction. Titans fall 52-14 to the Detroit Lions yesterday. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It's the Chase and Big Joe Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Gabe Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.